DeepEnglish.com.
Andrew Carnegie arrived in America as a penniless 13-year-old. Who arrived in America as a 13-year-old? Andrew Carnegie arrived in America as a 13-year-old. Was he rich? No, he wasn't rich. He was penniless. He was a stranger in a strange land. Was he a stranger? Yes, he was a stranger. Was he in a well-known land? No, he wasn't in a well-known land. He was in a strange land. As an immigrant, the odds were stacked against him. As an immigrant, what was stacked against him? As an immigrant, the odds were stacked against him. Through hard work and self-belief, Carnegie would become the richest man in the world. What would Carnegie become? Carnegie would become the richest man in the world. And how would he do that? He would do that through hard work and self-belief. He left a mixed legacy as one of the world's greatest philanthropists and a ruthless businessman. What kind of legacy did Carnegie leave? Carnegie left a mixed legacy as one of the world's greatest philanthropists and a ruthless businessman. The boy from Scotland was born in 1835 into poverty. Where was Carnegie from? Carnegie was from Scotland. Was he born into wealth? No, he wasn't born into wealth. He was born into poverty. Faced with starvation or emigration, his family chose the latter. What was his family faced with? His family was faced with starvation or emigration. Which one did they choose? They chose the latter. They borrowed their travel expenses and headed to the USA. What did they borrow? They borrowed their travel expenses. Did they head to the USSR? No, they didn't head to the USSR. They headed to the USA. The sea journey wasn't for the faint-hearted. What wasn't for the faint-hearted? The sea journey wasn't for the faint-hearted. Already showing the work ethic he would become famous for, Carnegie began to work odd jobs on the ship. What did Carnegie begin to do on the ship? Carnegie began to work odd jobs on the ship. And what would he become famous for in the future? He would become famous for his work ethic. In the new country, Carnegie got a job in a textile mill. For $1.20 per week, the young man worked like a mule. Did Carnegie get a job in a coal mine? No, Carnegie did not get a job in a coal mine. He got a job in a textile mill. How much did he earn per week? He earned $1.20 per week. Did he work hard? Yes, he worked hard. He worked like a mule. He would later remember, "In the work itself, I took no pleasure, but the cloud had a silver lining. I was doing something for my family." Did he take pleasure in the work itself? No, he didn't. He took no pleasure in the work itself. Who was he doing something for? He was doing something for his family. "I have made millions since, but none of those millions gave me such happiness as my first week's earnings. I was now a breadwinner." How much money has he made? He has made millions. Did his first week's earnings make him sad? No, his first week's earnings didn't make him sad. His first week's earnings gave him happiness. Was he a breadwinner? Yes, he was a breadwinner. While working, Carnegie attended night school. What did Carnegie do while working? Carnegie attended night school while working. At the age of 18, he began working for the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. In 6 years, he became the company's superintendent. When did he begin working for the Pennsylvania Railroad Company? At the age of 18, he began working for the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. How old was he when he became the company's superintendent? He was 24 years old when he became the company's superintendent. He shrewdly invested his wages in bridges, iron mills, locomotives, and oil fields. Did he invest his wages in bridges and iron mills? Yes, he did. He shrewdly invested his wages in bridges and iron mills. What else did he invest his wages in? He also invested his wages in locomotives and oil fields. At the age of 30, he left the railroad industry and began building his steel business. What did he do at the age of 30? At the age of 30, he left the railroad industry and began building his steel business. In December 1868, a 33-year-old Carnegie had a net worth of $400,000. Did Carnegie have a net worth of $40,000? No, he didn't have a net worth of $40,000. He had a net worth of $400,000. This was enough money for a lifetime. He promised that he would give any future fortune away to charity. Did Carnegie think this was a small amount of money? No, he didn't think that this was a small amount of money. He thought it was enough money for a lifetime. What did he promise to do with any future fortune? He promised that he would give any future fortune away to charity. By the time of his death in 1919, Carnegie had given away $5 billion in today's money. When did Carnegie die? Carnegie died in 1919. How much in today's money had he given away? He had given away $5 billion in today's money. The age in which Carnegie lived was ruthlessly competitive. It was dog-eat-dog. Was the age in which Carnegie lived highly cooperative? No, the age in which Carnegie lived was not highly cooperative. The age in which Carnegie lived was ruthlessly competitive. Carnegie was both a philanthropist and a tough employer. Was Carnegie a philanthropist? Yes, Carnegie was a philanthropist. Was he a friendly employer? No, he wasn't a friendly employer. He was a tough employer. By 1892, advances in technology left many of his workers worried about losing their jobs. What left many of his workers worried about losing their jobs? Advances in technology left many of his workers worried about losing their jobs. On June 30th of that year, they went on an unsuccessful strike. Who went on a strike that year? Carnegie's workers went on a strike that year. Was it successful? No, it wasn't successful. It was unsuccessful. After a long and bloody battle, Carnegie won. Who won? Carnegie won. Was the battle short and sweet? No, the battle wasn't short and sweet. The battle was long and bloody. 300 agents of the Pinkerton Security Company, hired by Carnegie to break the strike, killed 7 employees and injured hundreds in the process. How many agents of the Pinkerton Security Company were there? There were 300 agents of the Pinkerton Security Company. Who were they hired by? They were hired by Carnegie. What were they hired for? They were hired to break the strike. Did they kill or injure anyone? Yes, they killed 7 employees and injured hundreds in the process. Carnegie was publicly in favor of labor unions. He once said, "No steel mill was worth a single drop of blood." What was Carnegie publicly in favor of? Carnegie was publicly in favor of labor unions. What did he once say about steel mills? He once said, "No steel mill was worth a single drop of blood." The bloody strike made a mockery of his words. Did the bloody strike support his words? No, the bloody strike didn't support his words. The bloody strike made a mockery of his words. In 1901, Carnegie sold his steel company to J.P. Morgan for $480 million. To whom did Carnegie sell his steel company? Carnegie sold his steel company to J.P. Morgan. For how much did he sell it? He sold it for $480 million. He used the money to fund peace organizations and to build universities, museums, and libraries. Did he use the money to fund labor unions? No, he didn't use the money to fund labor unions. He used the money to fund peace organizations. What else did he use the money for? He also used the money to build universities, museums, and libraries. Carnegie once said, "The man who dies rich dies disgraced." Did Carnegie once say, "The man who dies rich dies happy"? No, Carnegie didn't once say, "The man who dies rich dies happy." He once said, "The man who dies rich dies disgraced." Carnegie spent his latter years striving to prove that point. How did Carnegie spend his latter years? Carnegie spent his latter years striving to prove that point.